Lebanon, please.
السيدات والسادة الحضور الكرام.
Ladies and gentlemen, may the peace of God be upon you. At the outset, I would like to extend my thanks to those who have organized this meeting. And I'd like to thank you for the opportunity provided to me to take the floor. I would like to thank the Lebanese government, which has enabled me to be part of the official Lebanese delegation. And I'd like to thank the government for the assistance provided in the field of education and healthcare provided thus far. I have the honor to take the floor as a survivor of cluster munitions. In this meeting, we are addressing an extremely important issue, namely cluster munitions and their catastrophic impact. This is an issue which has raised a great deal of hope. It isn't a theoretical matter. This is a harsh reality that I have experienced and I continue to experience on a daily basis. When I was 9 years old, I was the victim of the explosion of a cluster munition when I was caring for the livestock beside my parents' home. My parents relied on livestock breeding to make a living. This transformed my life and it led to the loss of my arm and other injuries. I suffered not only physically but also psychologically because I lost all hope and I suffered from traumatic experiences. In spite of those difficulties, I didn't want to accept that this experience would kill off my dreams. On the contrary, it pushed me to persevere. Thus, I continued my primary school, intermediate, secondary, and university education. The Ministry of Education in Lebanon had covered the costs of my education. When I had my university degree, I started to work as a maths teacher, and I continue to do so. Being a teacher enables me to send a message to children so that in my story they can see something which will encourage them to work to go beyond their difficulties and realize their dreams. I also work in the agricultural sphere in addition to my work as a teacher because agriculture is a source of income. I lead all of the equipment and the material without any difficulties. I try to surpass all of the difficulties that people like me face. Life isn't just one about conserving opportunities and challenges. In life, there needs to be leisure. And thus, for me, sport is important. I play football, I play basketball, and I've taken part in several marathons, and I've won gold medals in races. Sport isn't just a means of keeping fit physically. Sport has enabled me to reflect my desire to go beyond all barriers I had to face. In addition, I feel that I have responsibility vis-a-vis others, those who have suffered from the same experience as me. And I work, therefore, with several organizations to give training sessions about information sessions about cluster munitions. These sessions don't look at the technical side of these weapons, but rather the psychological support provided to victims, because personally, I know that what's most important isn't just to take care of physical things, but also psychological matters. And here, let me say one thing. There are many victims and survivors who are destroyed in psychological terms. They are refused and rejected by the societies they live in. Women face many more challenges in this regard, and they need specific assistance and support. Lastly, once again, I would like to thank the Lebanese state and the National demining center, as well as the Lebanese army, for the training provided to victims. Thank you very much indeed to all of you for your attention. And I hope that this meeting will allow us to adopt specific measures so as to achieve a world free from cluster munitions, a world where everyone can live in security, safely, and in peace. May God be upon you.